All right, so I guess we'll start with the first one. What is your definition of cultural imperialism? Like, how would you define it?
I would say cultural imperialism, I think about the definitions for me surrounding hard power and soft power. So when I think of imperialism proper, I think of hard power. So sort of political, military, economic force exerted to colonize, maintain, exert control over a specific place, right? So thinking about, the British in India or the French in Algeria or the Nazis in Eastern Europe, the idea of using sort of hard power to gain that sort of control. I think of cultural imperialism as much more soft power, and because of that, certainly less violent. And I think depending on your level of cynicism, perhaps more insidious for that, right? And I think this is something that in the context of my field, 20th century Europe, people really feel quite strongly that cultural imperialism is dangerous and insidious because, of course, kids want Big Macs and they want their Coca-Cola and that sort of thing, right? That they want their most recent version of the Avengers to sort of show up at the theaters to. And that's the sense of cultural imperialism is something that's kind of, when not living in a dictatorial state like, Stalinist Soviet Union or Nazi Germany, it's very, very difficult to control and keep out, and thus feels like a real loss of cultural sovereignty and cultural value, right? When it's Robert Downey Jr. on your movie screens instead of some homegrown star, and when it's in a Hollywood movie that represents these sort of global ideals and, products of marketing and these sorts of things, rather than a truly, French or Italian or Spanish story, I think it can feel very disempowered. And I think it's as someone who studies Europe, I find it quite interesting because it's sort of a turning of the tables. This is what the Europeans were doing to Latin Americans and Africans and Asians for centuries, and all of a sudden it's being turned back on them. So for me, I mean, to sort of wheel back around, I think the fundamental definition for me is thinking of cultural imperialism as soft power. And to qualify that a bit further, perhaps, that cultural imperialism doesn't always necessarily involve sort of explicit choices. It's not like, Harry Truman or Richard Nixon or President Obama is like, what's gonna get those Frenchmen is Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man, right? It's much more diffuse kind of power, I think, right? It's not the usual power we're used to of governments and bureaucracies. It's sort of smaller actors. It's multinational corporations. It's things operating below the level of the government, and thus, again, much more difficult to, I think, kind of arrest and control that power in a theoretically open society, a capitalist society, a free market society, one that values exchange of ideas and people, which you certainly see in European countries, particularly after World War II. It makes it difficult to fend that off without coming to sell out some of your ideals of openness, of mobility, of free exchange, right? That I think that's what can make it so difficult to grasp. It's quite slippery in that way.